Now, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Netflix, that crackdown seems to be working, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Hey, we got a bit of a disrupted week, haven't we, here this week due to Anzac Day, and I can see a lot of people eyeing up Friday as a bit of a chance to make a big, long four-day weekend. But there's still an awful lot going on with markets and economies, and we're right in the middle of the US first quarter reporting season, and Netflix is right in there. Yes, I'm actually reasonably confident, Mike, that there's plenty of listeners out there that have now got some personal experience of the Netflix crackdown on password sharing, and I suspect that's mostly related to adult offspring who are still hanging on to household passwords. Anyway, I'll park that. Look, the very popular entertainment streaming business released its first quarter results on Friday and delivered its strongest first quarter customer additions since the pandemic. So they added, I think you mentioned this earlier in just before six, the company added 9.33 million subscribers in the first quarter. That's five times as many as the first quarter last year. So it would appear it's related to cracking down on password sharing because they take away your access and unfortunately you then have to go and pay for it yourself. They estimated that were more than 100 million people were using an account for which they did not pay. So Netflix sort of as a business, as a streaming business, accounts for about 8% of all TV viewing in the US, which is quite remarkable. And they ended the quarter with 270 million paying customers. They reckon it gives them an estimated audience of more than 500 million people, so a very powerful platform. So they did add more subscribers in the last quarter of last year. They added just over 13 million, but 9.33 still very strong. Their first quarter revenue in US dollars, just under 9.4 billion. That was ahead of their own projections. Their net profit up almost 80%, 2.33 billion US dollars. So given all that, Mike, you would have been forgiven for believing or thinking that the share price must have had a nice little pop higher, but that was not the case. The share price, so they released the results after the Thursday's closing, so that was during our daytime hours. After hours trading, the share price slipped 4%, and then the Friday session proper, it closed over 9% lower than the previous day's close. And that sort of share price reaction was really down to, I think, three things. The market generally, the NASDAQ, it was generally soft going into the weekend. That share price had rallied pretty hard already this year, so a lot of that was built into the price. And they also had softer than expected revenue outlook, so forward-looking numbers. The other thing that affected it was they're going to stop reporting the actual subscriber numbers. They're going to focus on their revenue targets now. But, I mean, all in all, a pretty strong result, but didn't quite get the share price reaction you would have thought.
No, indeed. Speaking of the Americans, and part of that's Jerome, who's decided things are a bit stickier on the inflation front. So where do we go here?
Yeah, so I just wanted to sort of start the week looking at the bigger picture because it's been a bit of a rough month for the US share markets. I mean, the S&P 500, the benchmark number, it's down over 5% in US dollar terms, but it still leaves it up 5% year to date, but giving back some of those gains. The NASDAQ, the tech heavy index, it's down 6.7% so far this year, but still so far this month, still in positive territory for this year. And I would add, Mike, that in New Zealand dollar terms, they're much stronger because the New Zealand dollar has been a lot weaker so far in 2024. Now, last week, I referred a couple of times to the fact that US interest rates are rising. In April, the 10-year's gone from 4.2 to 4.6. So it's been steadily rising all year. That's because inflation is sticky. It's not falling as fast as it had been predicted. This is causing the markets to recalibrate when that interest rate relief might occur. So you're not going to get cuts to the Fed funds rate. If this all sounds very familiar, because we have a similar situation here in New Zealand, you're right. Jerome Powell last week, he sort of intimated that the Fed would wait longer than anticipated to cut rates. So sort of this inflation interest rate recalibration is causing a bit of anxiety in share markets, which being compounded by the geopolitical tensions. I just want to make one quick note, Mike. History tells us that geopolitical issues often only cause short-term disruption to markets, but they can exacerbate those bigger macro issues. And you think about the macro issue we've got at the moment, it's inflation. The geopolitical tensions here could push the oil price up. You could get shipping disruptions, and it will fan those medium-term issues. That's kind of big picture what's happening.
What are the numbers this Monday?
Well, this Monday, on Friday, the Dow Jones did actually go up. I mean, it went up 211 points on Friday and closed 37986, but the S&P 500 fell 0.88%, 4967. The close there in the NASDAQ was down over just over 2%, so it was very weak, 15,282. The FTSE 100 gained 0.25% on Friday, 7895. The Nikkei got absolutely smacked. It was down 1,000 points during the day because there was a whole lot going on during the day on Friday. 37068 was the close there. The Shanghai Composite down 9, 3065. The ASX 200 lost about 1%, 7567 the close. The AE NZX 50 lost about 1/3%, 11,796. The currencies starting the week, 0.5881 against the US, 0.9158 Aussie, 0.5523 euro, 0.4756 pounds, 90.96 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,391. And Brent crude behaving itself, $87.29.
Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.